Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
All right, so I was talking to someone and I got cut off.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yes, what's your zip code, please?
What,
I'm sorry about that.
One. Oh, man. I'm getting cut off. Are you there yet?
Yes, I am. Are you able to hear me?
All right, so I'm getting charged $49.89 a month for something I do not want. I need to discontinue whatever I'm paying for because that's $50 that I cannot afford. I wanted to get reimbursed, and they won't reimburse me, but at least discontinue this thing. I'm so upset.
Okay, and I apologize about that. Let me get that account pulled up. Can I have a zip code, please?
My address you want?
Your zip code, please.
Zip code 56055.
56055?
Yes, 56055.
Your first and last name, please.
Oh, man, I got to go inside. I'm having some background noise here. I can't hear you. Okay, so what was it now again?
56055.
56055 is the zip code.
And thank you. What was the first and last name, please?
Naomi Pfeiffer.
Okay. You say Naomi Pfeiffer.
That's correct.
And for security purposes of the account, can you verify your address, please?
192-4515th Avenue in Lake Crystal, Minnesota, 56055.
Thank you, and I do see here it's loaded. You have our contest entry.
Oh, stupid thing.
So it looks like you enrolled. So you, oh, well, it looks like, okay, so you enrolled in a sweepstake where you pay $1 to $5 and you select items like an iPad, the iPhone, Instapot, or Dyson vacuum. You also enroll in the meal planning app, which is like $40 some.
I want it discontinued. Whatever it is, I do not want it.
All right. Now, this is a great app. Provides you different information about meals to help cut sugar and carb cravings, to help eat and feel better. I can give it to the monthly rate of $20.
See, I can't hear you. You have to talk louder.
I can give it to you the monthly rate of $20.
I don't want it. I don't want to pay anything. I want it canceled.
Would you allow me one moment, please?
I can't believe this. I'm really being stupid.
Why? What did you sign up for? What was it?
Would you allow me one moment, please?
I don't get it either. Whatever it is, I'm stopping signing up for. I don't know what I signed up. I did surveys. Dumb.
All right. So I did cancel the account. This will prevent all future charges.
Stop talking. I can't hear what you're saying. Just a minute now. I got to get you off. Just hang on a sec once. Okay, now maybe I can hear you better. Try again.
And then go ahead and cancel the account. This will prevent all future charges. Your account is canceled. Is there anything else I can help you with?
For some reason, you're garbled.
I can hardly understand you.
Your account is canceled.
Okay, good. Thank you. Do you have a cancellation number?
That would be C as in Charlie, 920.
920?
Mm-hmm. 441.
All right, you'll have to say again. C as in Charlie, what?
420-441.
420-441?
Correct.
420-441, got it, okay.
All right, is there anything else I can help you with?
What was that last?
Is there anything else I can help you with?
I wish you could get me reimbursed something.
Would you allow more, Mama? I'm looking to that account.
Bad girl, bad girl. I mean, I want to tell you, I really blew this one.
As a courtesy, I give you a 35% refund back, and you receive it 3 to 5 business days. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
And give you a 35% refund back. You receive a 3 to 5 business days.
I don't understand you.
35% refund. You receive a 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. As much as you can get me will be helpful.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you.